Willie Nunn, FEMA's Region 10 administrator, visited Wrangell in late May. He says it was important for him to visit the community in person. In part, he wanted to encourage a relationship with the local tribal government, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, or WCA, as they work together.
I believe presence is a mission. You can't feel what goes on. You can't feel the soul of a person. You can't feel the soul of the landslide. We just visit the landslide to see the landslide, where it impacted, where it crossed the road.
He says he is impressed with how the tribe sought assistance from the state and federal government. He says it's the first time in 17 years that he's seen the state of Alaska, a tribal nation, and FEMA work together over a disaster.
I have to say, what has happened here so far is historic. Historic in the fact that WCA has reached out to the federal government and went through the process and received a major federal decoration for the landslide.
Until 2013, tribal nations couldn't come to the federal government to get a major declaration for help. The Sandy Recovery Improvement Act of 2013 allowed tribal governments to be included in disaster relief and emergency assistance through FEMA. Nunn says that after the landslide, the regional tribal government, Central Council Tlingit and Haida, Indian Tribes of Alaska, suggested Wrangell's tribe contact FEMA since they've worked with the federal agency before.
I would not say our system is easy. Our system is complex, but they were willing applicants to make this happen.
He says that WCA had a lot of work to do and FEMA walked them through the process.
We couldn't do it for them, so they had to do all the heavy lifting themselves, and they did it. And at the end, they wrote a request to the president and sent it through, and we reviewed it and made sure we dot the I and cross the T's.
Wrangell's tribe is working with all relevant agencies, including the state of Alaska, to figure out how to clean up the tidal zone that was severely impacted by the landslide. WCA's tribal administrator, Esther Altsin-Reese, says another historic change stemming from the slide was FEMA including traditional assistance foods to individual assistants.
We explained to them the importance of our traditional subsistence foods and how their our connection to the land, their connection to our ancestors, our children, and the generations that come after us, and that it truly is like a deep, powerful part of our culture.
The federal assistance also included gear that is specific to Alaska for hunting, like fish wheels, four-wheelers, and rifles.
Things that in the lower 48 you really wouldn't think about, but to us are very important for us, for our survival on the land.
Another need that the local tribe is working with FEMA on is mental health assistance. That will be provided through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which is an agency through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And under that, we're going to include a lot of mental health resources through FEMA and SAMHSA to be able to assist our citizens, because this has been so traumatic for our community. We've lost family members, loved ones. We are all connected in this community.
Reese says that mental health for Alaska Native communities might look a little different than communities in the lower 48.
Healing can mean different things for different people. For some people, it might be seeing a therapist, but for other people, it might be doing our traditional arts, gathering our traditional subsistence foods, singing our songs, being on the land.
She says the disaster declaration for WCA forges a path forward for other tribes when future disasters happen.
To make sure that that path is a little easier for them and that there is even more assistance for our brothers and sisters across the state of Alaska just means the world to me to be involved in that.
Reese says that she's grateful that FEMA has been listening to them as a tribal nation and listening to the needs of their tribal citizens. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.